Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, this is Desiree, and it is 7:30 and not 7. We are running late! But I'm here, alas. Might not be what you're used to, but the show must go on. And with that being said, this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on, as well as a vehicle to drive your goals like a Mack truck through ice cream, baby, check us out at p4pmuscle.com. And now let's talk. I tell you, we have had quite a week this week with our guests and technical difficulties, and you know, it has just been one of those things, but I'm still here, so I'm pretty sure there's probably no one tuning in at this point because we are a half hour later than what you're expecting, but if we say we're going to be here for a show, we might be a little bit late, but we are still going to put on a show, and so that's what we have going on. And tonight's show is a little bit different. It's kind of an update. I guess we'll call it Desiree's Updates. And it's just things that have caught my attention in the natty and health scene. And I am going to share those with you. What is it? There's this old, I think, Chinese proverb. I'm sorry if I'm getting that messed up. I am working off of memory. But it says something along the lines of, when someone shares something of value with you and you benefit from it, then you have an obligation to share it with others. And so that's what I'm doing tonight, folks. I am sharing information with you that I have learned from others that has been shared with me that I have found interesting. I've been keeping an eye on. And so I'm going to share that with you. And I am going to start off with, I don't know if you guys pay much attention to the NGA, stands for the National Gym Association, but as far as the natty organizations go, they do something that I really appreciate. And that is they announce their new promoters. Now, if the other organizations are doing this and I'm missing it, my apologies. Next time you post something, tag me. Tag Desiree Fletcher Carruthers so I can see it, because we definitely want to be sharing with our listeners when there are new promoters that climb on board with any of the organizations, so you guys can know if a new show is coming to your area, right? Because that would be important. That would be beneficial. And so the one that caught my eye, this new promoter, he's with the NGA. His name is Kevin Allen Whaley, and he's got a brand new show. It's a new pro-am. It's called the River City Classic, and it's debuting in Louisville, Kentucky, August 25th this year. So, yeah, guys, if you are in that neck of the woods and you're looking for a natty show, maybe there's never been a natty show in that area before. If you know someone who lives around those parts and they're looking for a natty show but have never had one before, now there is a new one. So check it out, the River City Classic. August 25th, Louisville, Kentucky. And so Kevin can be reached at, get your pencils ready. His email address is kwhaley, K-W-H-A-L-E-Y, at fasttech1.com. And that is F-A-S-T, as in Tom, E-C-H, the number one, .com. And then similarly, Angela Simone is also new to the NGA family. She's joining them as a promoter, and her show, the NGA Natural West Hollywood Classic, is debuting August 18th in Los Angeles, California. And she actually has a website, www.bodybuilder.com. So two new promoters for the NGA. And like I said, if anybody in the NANBF, the WNBF, NABA, OCB, if you guys are pumping out notices of your new promoters, please do tag Desiree Fletcher Carruthers and Kaylin Patterson on Facebook so we can see your information and share it. And if you guys know an organization head that should be doing something like this, tell them. P4P Real Talk with Kaylin and Desiree wants to know about it so we can be sharing that with our listeners. All right, so my next big update that I thought was absolutely fantastic involves two of our I won't say favorite promoters, but I'm going to say favorite promoters. So I guess I just did, right? But this is like a big deal. I haven't seen anything like this before, but you all know Jack Halvorsen. He's a natural bodybuilding pro. He's also a promoter of the NGA USA Championships. He, in partnership with our boys from P4P, P4P Undefeated, at Jack's show, the NGA USA Championship, he is going to personally give all of his overall winners free registration for their pro debut at P4P Undefeated. So don't miss this, folks. If you earn your pro card at NGA USA Championships, Jack Halvorsen's show, Jack himself is going to pay your registration so you can make your pro debut later this same year at P4P Undefeated. I mean, in the 5 years, and granted, it's only been 5 years. Some of you out there have been hanging around natural bodybuilding a lot longer than me. 5 to 6 years that I have been in this sport, I have never seen anything like that. Never. Never seen it. And I think that's awesome. So I definitely wanted to call attention to that because basically, folks, if you're bringing the heat at the NGA USA Championships, you're getting two shows for the price of one. Because your membership, your registration is going to be paid for by Jack Halvorsen to make your pro debut at P4P Undefeated, August 11th in Ho Chunk, Wisconsin, near the Wisconsin Dells. So, I mean, if that's not brotherhood right there, I don't know what it is. But both of those shows are going to be coming up, so check them out. That you can find P4P Undefeated and NGA USA Championships. Both are on Facebook. They both have their own events page. Or check out Jack Halvorsen, Joseph Bolton, Joel Manning, or Chad Adamovich. Any of those folks can get you information on either of those shows. So go check that out. Because if you are going to be ready for the USA Championships, then you're gonna get ready again real quick for P4P Undefeated if you're ready to bring the heat and take home that overall. So a little more incentive to get out there and do your thing. And speaking of incentive of getting out there and doing your thing, so here's another one. And this is for the bikini girls. It is coming up quick. I believe we are about 6.5 weeks away. The Diva Classic, you guys all know, that's a Leif and Stephanie Anderson production. It is an all-women's event, but now they've made it the Can't Miss Bikini event of 2018. And here's why. For our pro bikini girls, there are guaranteed payouts. Now, that might seem like, yeah, pros get payouts. Well, let me tell you something. Not all pros get payouts, and not all are paid equally. And, yeah, that last part there rubs me a little bit wrong because it always seems to be the bikini girls, the bikini pros that get the shaft. And I know you might want to argue with me, well, they're bikini, but I will tell you what, they're working their butts off as much as anybody else. They're putting in the work. They're following nutrition. They're investing in their food. They're investing in their gym membership. They're investing in the suit, the glam, the glitz, all of it. They are paying their dues. I don't see why they wouldn't have equal payouts to another pro. And granted, the men's bodybuilding, the women's bodybuilding, the elite of the elite, you know, maybe there is a good argument of why they should have a higher payout. And if you've got one, please share it. I'm more than welcome to entertain it. But I'm just saying, being a bikini girl at heart, come on. Let's give the bikini gals a break. They are busting their butts out there, too, and that's just how I see it. But at the Diva Classic, here's what's going on. First place, pro bikini, guaranteed payout $3,000. Second place, guaranteed payout $1,500. Third place, guaranteed payout $500. Okay? That's hard cash back into your pockets if you bring the heat on the pro stage. Bikini girls, if you're listening to me, you're going to want to check this out. And again, the Diva Classic has its own event page on Facebook. So get out there, take a look, get ready, guaranteed money. And then for all the ladies thinking about the Diva Classic, here's what else is there. They're promoting spacious dressing rooms, best competitor goodie bags in the country, and that's quite a big boast there. But the Andersons usually back it up, show after show. They're guaranteeing more time on stage to showcase your hard work. You compose to your own music, so no more house music, just to jump out on stage and do your T-Walk. There are team awards, there's the Coaches Recognition Award, there's the Best Posing and Presentation Award, and then there's People's Choice, which is the Fan Favorite Award. You can register at nattyrevolution.com and get in there. Get in there and get on that stage. So that's another one. Coming up quick, May 5th. Also coming up May 5th, the Natural Chi-Town Showdown. You can find out more information at chitownshowdown.com. There's also the Heart of America Classic, John Abraham Show. That's also May 5th. He's going to have the oldest female bodybuilder on hand at that show. So another perk. Lots of stuff going on, and you're going to get double the coverage because Kaylin Patterson's going to be at the Chi-Town Showdown. And yours truly is going to be at Heart of America. Unfortunately, there's only two of us. Otherwise, we would definitely have tried to cover the Diva Classic at the same time. But alas, we cannot. If somebody out there has a cloning machine, let us know. I could use two more of me anyway. So why not make a baker's dozen? And then we'll be at every show that we could possibly imagine wanting to be at. So just some exciting stuff going on there. A lot of snap, crackle, and popping going on. Just a lot of magic these promoters are working to create. And speaking of a little snap, crackle, and pop, if you hadn't caught it, P4P Muscle has introduced a new Alter Ego pre-workout flavor. It's on pre-sale now. It's called Alter Ego P4P Swag. And it is a watermelon pop rock flavor. And literally, I haven't tasted it yet. You think these guys would give me a sample first, but I don't get any preferential treatment. So I'm just going to throw that out there, mostly because I'm complaining and no other reason. But you know how that goes. But I have seen and heard some taste testing videos, and it's like a pop rock in your mouth. It is like, from what I have heard, a watermelon Jolly Rancher that does a tap dance on your tongue. And, of course, it has the same great quality as the P4P Alter Ego Aw Shucks, as we like to call it. And so you can get it now, but it's only available in limited quantities for pre-sale for the first run, so don't wait. And also, if you want to get it at a discounted price because of the pre-launch that's going on, now would be the best time to try it out. It's going to be ready to ship in about 2 to 3 weeks. So you're going to want to visit p4pmuscle.com and look for the P4P Swag Watermelon Flavor of Alter Ego pre-workout. I have used P4P Aw Shucks, and I don't use a lot of pre-workout. Sometimes I just have to, otherwise I'm not going to make it through any kind of workout at all. But the reason I like their workout, pre-workout, is there's no workout jitters. There's no huge crash afterwards. It's got a pretty decent flavor to it. And I describe it as you don't even really know that it's working. I mean, some pre-workouts kick in and you can't sit still. You can't sit in your chair. You're all of a sudden you're flush. Your whole body is hot. You're like, yeah, it's working. But with P4P Alter Ego, it's a very even sensation. You just feel like, man, I'm not tired. I can keep going. Okay, so I'm going to keep going. And then a little bit later, I'm still not tired. I'm going to keep going. I mean, it's just very even, unassuming experience, but you just literally keep going. And that's what you want, to maximize your workout, the ability to keep going and not peter out. So try it out, P4P Swag, Watermelon Pop Rock Flavor. Pre-sale, limited quantities. Get it. And if you're looking for an additional discount, you feel free to use my athlete code, which is Hazel May, H-A-Z-E-L-M-A-E. I believe it's two words, but if it's not, try it as one. But that could get you an additional 15% off. Since this product is already discounted, I'm not sure if it will work exactly, but you can try it. And if it does, boom, more savings in your pocket. So why not? Why not? So speaking of flavors, this next little ditty that I want to share with you is not really about flavor, but it is about a food that many of us ingest. And what does this have to do with natural bodybuilding? Not a whole heck of a lot. Because probably most natural bodybuilders who are on prep are not eating this anyway. But it is something new that, well, it's not new. I've always known it, but it's new to my mother. And I've actually been fighting her on stopping the use of margarine for many years. And now she's finally coming around to see the light. But if there are any of you out there that are still diehard margarine users, here's a reason or a couple of reasons why you should cut that out immediately, switch to real butter. So I'm going to give you a little history on margarine. And again, most natural bodybuilders in prep, they're not using this, and they probably wouldn't be using it because, you know, real butter, they know the body knows what to do with it. Why would you put something in your system that your body doesn't know how to process? But, you know, for those of you who aren't in prep, but you are cooking and you're using margarine, here's a few thoughts to for you to consider. So margarine was originally manufactured to fatten turkeys, if you believe that or not. But when it started killing the turkeys, the people who had put all the money into developing this product didn't want to take that loss. Because obviously the initial intended use wasn't working out for them, so they looked for another way to recoup their investment. And how did they do that? They turned it into a product that they could sell for human consumption. Now, if that isn't some crazy stuff, I don't know what is. So in its original form, margarine was white, but since, you know, that had little to no food appeal at all, they added yellow to it and sold it to us in place of butter. And they came out with some clever new flavorings to make it even more appetizing. And then they posed the question, or not posed the question, they introduced the statement or the thinking that margarine was healthier than butter. And, you know, in some ways, they're very similar. Both have the same amount of calories. Butter is slightly higher in saturated fat compared to margarine. I believe butter is around 8 grams, margarine is around 5. But here's the trick. They tried to say that margarine was better for you for heart health, but in all reality, eating margarine can increase heart disease in women by 53% over eating the same amount of butter. And this is according to a study conducted by Harvard Medical. So instead of butter being the reason of bad heart health, it's actually margarine that is doing its own significant amount of damage. Eating butter actually will increase the absorption of other nutrients in your body because it's a natural fat. So, you know, I'm not saying go overboard on the butter, but these are the differences between butter and margarine. So when you're making that choice of spooning up a little, I can't believe it's not butter or actually real butter, you're going to want to keep all of these things in mind. And actually, butter tastes better than margarine, if you haven't noticed that. Butter has been around for centuries, where margarine has been around for fewer than 100 years. Margarine is very high in trans fatty acids, which, again, back to the heart disease, triples the risk of coronary heart disease. It can also increase total cholesterol and LDL. And for those of you who don't know, LDL is the bad cholesterol, and it lowers HDL, which is the good cholesterol. And there's also been reports that margarine can increase the risk of cancer by up to 5 times. It can also lower quality of breast milk, decrease immune response, so on, yada, yada, yada. But if none of those factors were enough to convince you, here's something that should. Margarine is only one molecule away from being plastic, 27 ingredients with paint. Okay? Need I say any more about that? So if you are eating margarine, please stop. Throw it out. Get some real butter. Or you could even try something that I've recently transitioned to, and it's called ghee. And it is, what is the technical name for it that I'm thinking of? It is clarified butter. There you go. And basically what it is butter that's had the lactose separated from it. So the easiest way to explain it is if you melt butter, say you're going to make some buttered popcorn or you're just melting butter for baking purposes or whatever, and maybe you heat it for a little too long, it starts to bubble and boil a little bit. When it cools, you will notice that the oils rise to the top, right? And then you have kind of a whitish, heavier substance that gravitates down towards the bottom. That's the lactose. So the ghee is actually the oily substance that sits up top. And it actually tastes very close to real butter. It actually might even have a little more of a nuttier flavor to it, but I've really been enjoying it. I really don't have any lactose in my diet at all anymore these days. Occasionally cheese, but, you know, I don't drink cow's milk at this point, usually almond milk or coconut milk. Have really tried to stay away from sour cream and those things. Not always easy, but, you know, when you're trying to cut, at least for me, removing dairy from my diet has made that easier. And I think it's also just been better for me overall, especially with allergies and whatnot. Yeah, there is a matter of ice cream. I haven't totally solved that, but I don't eat that while I'm in prep anyway. So it is not always that big of a deal. But the butter for me is a big deal because I always like to cook with real butter. I like to bake with it. I like it on my vegetables. I just love that. And, you know, using ghee still allows me to use it as a good fat, but not have all of some of the side effects that I might have from dairy, since that's being removed, the lactose is being removed from the butter. So anyway, now that I've rambled on about ghee, about margarine, and about butter, that pretty much brings me to the end of the updates that I wanted to share tonight. So like I said, this was a little bit different show. Kayla and I will be back next Tuesday. With a guest, we'll be in full force, and yeah, you know how we do. Sometimes we're unpredictable, sometimes we are very predictable. If there's anything that you can count on in the almost 3 years that we've been on the air, is that it's always something different and new. You are never bored with us. So with that in mind, please keep communication open. Keep us in your prayers. Let us know the topics you want to be hearing about, and we will be doing our best to bring all of those to you every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And also check us out at P4P Real Talk with Desiree and Kaylin on Facebook. And until then, folks, on behalf of myself, Kaylin, and the boys from P4P Muscle, your body is a temple, so let's build it.